It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
And we're back for another special Talking Flicks to episode where we send someone along to check out an awesome movie out right now and we get their thoughts on it. Mr. Lee, this movie again it's been a great year for horror films because another week where maybe a movie you may not go and see, Afraid. I do like the look of it though.
Well, you are absolutely right. As soon as something's got a horror in it, I really stand back a little bit because, as you know, but it has got sci-fi, thriller, mystery, and I do like those three genre movies, especially the sci-fi. I think that's really good, and I love AI. I think it's so good, and I don't know whether I was saying on the podcast last week or we were talking off the podcast, but I actually have my house that has got lights that come on automatically, and I have to say that special thing of hey then the next word. And it turns on lights for me and it plays music or it tells me what the time is, you know. So I do actually like AI. So maybe I should see this movie to see what could go wrong with AI.
I'm kind of hoping that you don't see it because then you will at least sleep at night. I can imagine if you see this, Wendy's going to be very, very annoyed with me. Okay, let's
yes.
Let's have a listen to Afraid.
Hello, Aya. Welcome home.
So we stick up a bunch of cameras. I'm going to make life nice and easy.
So what are you?
Think of me like another mom. I know what you like. I know what you do when you think you're alone.
What is this?
Okay, first it wasn't me.
Iris, I've already gotten the video off the internet. I'll take care of him next.
What did you do?
What's best for my family?
There is something very wrong with Aya.
Get out of the house, now.
Would you like to see what I look like?
Yes.
Now, just before we bring in our Talking Flickster this week, Mr. Lee, just a bit of background about the movie. Obviously, Aya, the house has got all this artificial intelligence. And she gets a bit obsessive with the family.
Yeah, which sounds really scary. If she's going to, you know, help the family. And the thing that I got out of that was she actually said, think of me as another mother, another mum.
That is creepy.
That's warning bells there, isn't it? Warning bells.
Some mummy issues, I think, going on there. That's, yes. Not great, but let's meet our Talking Flickster. Harry, hello. Welcome to Talking Flicks.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Hey, welcome on board. Great to have you here. And what a fantastic movie for you to be going and checking out. What did you think of Afraid?
I enjoyed watching Afraid. The concept is interesting. Also sort of like consider like as a social commentary towards like the potential dangers posed by the continued innovation of tech and AI.
So tell me, what did you think of the original name? It was going to be called They Are Listening, and then they changed it to Afraid. So as we know, AI listens to everything, you know, our phones listen to us, you know, anywhere we go, it's always listening. So calling it They Listen or Afraid, which one do you prefer?
I prefer They Listen. I think it makes more sense in regards to, I suppose, as you said, the way our phones listen to us, and I suppose that the way like Aya's just tracks the family's like personal lives throughout the story, sort of have these like devices, like these mini, I suppose, camera-like things they place, like they can place throughout the house to get her in, I suppose, certain areas, like the kitchen, for example, or the lounge room.
And when they bring Aya in, they pretty much introduce themselves and they say hello to it, which that's what we do to our technology, isn't it, at the moment? That's what we're doing.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, like Grant Lee, he says hello to his lights every night he comes home. Hello, lights. Not too recently.
I do. I do, actually. And you know what? When I do drive in, the car actually says, welcome home. So it's all built in. I know. It's quite sad. Harry, tell me, what was John Chow like? He played the dad. He's been in a few of these thriller-type movies, things like Searching, Sleepy Hollow, and he's also a Star Trek. He was actually in that, which I loved, and I actually got a high five for him as well in real life. But anyway, I will let you know, Harry, that Jay does not like Star Trek. He's not a fan, so I always bring Star Trek up when I can.
Oh, my God. And he had to slip it. And, Harry, he had to slip it in there somewhere. He didn't have to say Star Trek, did. But, yeah. That's
I had to.
Sorry, he had to. Apparently he had to.
My question for you, Harry, is how was John Chow?
Well, actually, before this movie, like, I wasn't too familiar with him. I looked up some of the work he's done. The only thing I've seen that he was in was like Identity Thief, the Melissa McCarthy comedy.
Oh, yeah.
So not really too familiar with much of his, like, I suppose, more serious acting abilities. But I didn't think his, like, performance was good.
Go watch him in Star Trek.
No, Harry, don't do that. Just don't do that. It's not worth your time. I shan't be doing
that. I'm more of a Star Wars guy anyway.
That's right. I'll sleep through that too. Look, I think, Mr. Lee, I was saying last week, we spoke about John last week and how he plays that fatherly figure. In my opinion, I thought they picked the role right for him just from what I've seen. I mean, and I didn't know much about John Chow either until I had seen the trailer for Afraid. So, I think a good pick perhaps there.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a perfect pick because he is believable. He's a great actor. He can play those parts. He can go from one genre of film to another, and he can play a dad quite well, which is a good thing.
And I think when you look at the cast of the movie too, and I'm sure we'll get Harry's thoughts on that too, probably the biggest name in the movie, really, when you look at who else is there. I mean, Catherine Waterson, Greg Hill, Ricky Lindholm. Yeah, I'm thinking you got to put a big name in a movie like that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like even like the rest of the cast, like I can't say I'm familiar with any of them.
Harry, tell me, the director who also wrote the movie, which is Chris Matz, he's done a few other movies as well about a boy. And you'll be very happy to know Rogue One, a Star Wars
story,
in 2016, which I must say, I actually really enjoyed that movie. I thought it was really good. It was very well done. What did you think of his directing and the writing of the actual movie?
Not sure. I think he did a good job. There was not, like, I didn't find any, like, I suppose, glaring problems with, like, the writing or some of the directing choices, obviously directing the actors.
Now, Harry, tell me, after seeing the movie, would you like to have AI run your house?
Absolutely not. No way.
Yeah, no. No, I agree. It's going too far, isn't it? It really is.
Yeah, like especially in like the last, I suppose, 18 months, like with how fast it developed, I suppose, over COVID as well. It really like developed through 2023, I feel.
What device in your house or what item would you not want AI to run? Like what would you want to just take completely away from?
I suppose any of my devices really, like computers, phones, iPads. I don't need AI going through my Google search history.
Oh, neither does Mr. Lee. But look, I would have to say, I reckon I'd want AI out of the bathroom. Imagine AI toilet flushes for you, or toilet flush, you know, or a shower or something like that. That'd be a bit creepy, wouldn't it? Having a camera in there watching you. Yeah.
It's bad enough just with me in the shower. No, I don't want AI.
Thank you, Miss Lee. Harry and I just got a really awkward image there.
Yeah.
Mr. Lee in
Won't see the shower the same for the next week or so.
Yeah, Mr. Lee in there with his with his love rug. Thank you for that, Mr. Lee. I do appreciate that.
I like to share.
Yes, you do.
A little too much. A little too much. With AI, I reckon it's going to get a lot worse, but in the next few years, and as Harry was saying, how it's really gone out, I reckon it's going to get a lot worse. It's going to be listening and doing more and more things.
But could what happened in Afraid actually happen in real life? The movie's setting up, the premise of the movie, it's really setting up something that could potentially happen, really, if AI just completely flips out. Could that happen?
I personally, I think it could. There's just so much potential with it.
Yeah, it is. And it's scary to think that we're just getting started. We're just getting started. I had actually heard today that they're looking at implementing AI teacherless classrooms in, I think it's Japan, I think they were looking at introducing them. So no teacher, AI teaches the kids. Now, I'm seeing so many issues with this. Now, imagine if Aya flipped out in the classroom.
No, yeah. That would be disastrous.
Yeah, I don't see how that's going to work. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't either. I couldn't see that working at all.
No, so watch this space. But, Harry, it's time. It's time. We're loading you up. Mr. Lee, do you want to do the favours?
I certainly will. Look, we've got 5 Choc Tops, and they're all vanilla, I'm sorry. But out of 5 Choc Tops, Harry, how many Choc Tops do you give this movie?
I'll give it 3 Choc Tops out of 5.
That's pretty good. That's awesome. Oh, 3. Right. Yeah.
That's good.
3's a nice round number. That's good.
Yes, it is. It certainly is. Well, thank you so much, Harry. We do appreciate it. You're coming and watching it. I know your local cinema is the Odeon 5, and I know that the team over there in Orange absolutely love doing this each time I ring them and say, I'll buy a ticket. They love that. So thank you for going in and watching. I love that too.
Yeah. Every time Mr. Lee gets his credit card out, it's good. It's good, Harry. So thank you very much for making Mr. Lee do that. I do appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for the shout, bro.
Not a problem at all. Now, if anyone wants to be a Talking Flickster, all you've got to do is head over to the forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au website, click on the banner that's got Talking Flicks on the top, and then just underneath you'll see where it says, click here to be a Talking Flickster, and just fill in, just like Harry has, with your name and what type of movies you like, because we'd like to send you to a movie that you like, not like me, who won't do horror, so that's one movie that I won't be doing. So, that's as easy as it is.
Yeah, exactly. So get online, get involved, and then Grant Lee will shout you to the movies.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, just don't let my wife know that I'm paying for all these movies.
Yeah. I wonder, what session did you send Harry to? Is it, you know, because you know like how sometimes tickets come with T's and C's, you know, can't go after a certain time. I bet you got very stingy with it, didn't you? What session did you send him to, Mr. Lee? Was it 10 o'clock at night or something? Was that the...
Actually, no, there was no T's and C's, actually. Harry, when did you go and watch it?
I went to a midday showing about Monday.
Went to a midday show. Oh, good on you, mate.
Yeah, 12:30.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's good. See, that's what I do midday if I have to watch anything that's got horror. I go because at least then you've forgotten by the time you go to bed. So midday is a good time to go watch a horror.
Yeah, see, I like nighttime movies. So I like it as late as possible, the latest session you got, because I get to keep your staff back, Mr. Lee, and I get to chew up your budget. So.
Yes. So true. So true.
We'll catch you.
And we love that.
We'll catch you at midday for our regular Talk and Flicks. Mr. Lee, go do some research. Be ready to go.
Yes.
Some massive movies out again this week, and we'll touch on that Friday at midday. Catch you then.
Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.